At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair, plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
9 days after 33-year-old Caitlin Marie Harp vanished, state troopers recovered her decomposing remains inside a green metal box hidden on remote woodland area once owned by her husband, Vincent Harp. Sounds like a... I'm thinking of Vincent Price, you know, the...
It does kind of have that sort of creepy name to it, doesn't it?
Mr. Vincent Harp, he lives...
Kind of a creepy name.
He lives at that old house at the end of the neighborhood. He sits on his porch at night and looks at the children, but none of the children know which one he's looking at because his eyes go both ways. I don't know. I just kind of came up with that. That's Vincent Harp, or not. The 37-year-old was arrested Sunday and charged with criminal homicide, abuse of a corpse, and evidence tampering. You know, like you do on a Sunday night. Go get some ice cream, watch Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, and get arrested for abuse of a corpse, evidence tampering. He's being held without bail pending a July 14th hearing. He's going to miss the fireworks. Aww. Aww. Caitlin's twin sister Heather Lane reported her missing on June 20th after the pair missed the customary daily call, something Catherine never failed to do. Life 360 location sharing also froze that night, deepening concern. Investigators first interviewed Vincent Harp on July 21st in his cave. No, I'm just... I just kind of picture him, like, live, like, kind of in, like, a castle-like setting and being like a vampire. I don't know. He admitted arguing with his wife after dinner on June 19th, but claimed she was gone when he awoke at 5 a.m. from his casket. His account quickly unraveled. Phone logs, surveillance footage, and witness statements showed conflicting timelines of his whereabouts before, during, and after the disappearance. Detectives wrote in a criminal complaint. Security video from a nearby gas station captured Harp the morning of June 20th asking for latex gloves. When an employee handed over... or which an employee handed over before he drove off in his silver Chevrolet Silverado. Chevy Silverado. The car that can pack a body. Just don't forget your latex gloves. Chevy Silverado. I'm trying to think. There was like, what was the jingle with Silverados? Like back in the 90s.
Like a rock.
Like a rock. Chevy Silverado. Yeah, like that. Hours later, cameras recorded the same truck with a large green metal box strapped in its bed. The Chevy Silverado. Cell tower data placed Harp on a remote mountain. Remote mountain road. That day. In a GMC Yukon that became stuck in the mud, turning from Silverado to the Yukon, leaving drag marks into the woods. He could not articulate why he was there, troopers said. The phone then pinged back at the couple's residence. On June 25th, a buyer turned over an all-terrain vehicle Harp had sold the previous day, and luminol tests revealed human blood on the frame. Hate when that happens. Search teams returned to Harp Lane on June 29th after Lane spotted what she believed was her sister's metal box down a slope roughly 180 yards from a cliff. Troopers opened the container and were met with a strong odor of decomposition. A distinctive tattoo confirmed the remains belonged to Caitlin Harp. Forensic analysis later showed Vincent Harp's cell phone hit a tower near the site at 10:30 a.m. on June 21st. And again, around 6 p.m. that evening. Harp was arraigned Sunday and remanded to the Columbia County Prison without bond. If convicted of the top count, he faces life in prison. There you go.
Well, and then it takes the sister to report her missing. So right off the bat, that doesn't look good for him. He's just like, well, I guess she got mad at me and took off.
Better get in the Chevy Silverado.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
But then, like, she, I think the sister got this really random text message, like, at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. from her sister that wasn't anything like how her sister writes, and it was full of typos and stuff. And so you know that's him just going, oh, look, I think it implied that she's seeing other men and needs to get away. And these guys, like, they don't think anybody's going to question that. Oh, look at it. It's in a text. Obviously, I would never have access to her phone.
You mean cell towers ping? What is, right? Is that like ping pong? What do you mean?
There's video cameras at the convenience store with me walking in asking if I could just have a pair of latex gloves. What? They got that on video?
Not the brightest,
there's
folks.
There's video with something in the back of my truck. What? You know, and I just happened to own that property that I was on and got my truck stuck and her body was found. Coincidence? Like, it's just so sad. And I feel so sorry for this sister because I think she was one of them that, like, on the search for her daughter, for her sister, and found this
the box
her sister was in.
Yeah.
And they're twins. Not only is it bad enough it's your sister, but it's your twin. I can't imagine.
What's the motive here?
I just can't imagine. Probably he got pissed off because, who knows, she was going to leave him, or she wasn't doing what he wanted her to do, or she questioned his decisions.
Any number of things.
Yeah. You know, he's the one who knows what exactly happened, and the thing is, we'll probably never know.
Yeah.
And you would want that as, you know, her sister, some kind of answer for why. But I don't think that, and even if they were ever to get the why,
it would never
make sense.
Well, because there is no logical reason for any of that. There isn't. Like, tell me why you thought this was a good idea, but there's no real reason ever that's going to be a good idea. I mean, it's like, oh, that's why. Oh, well, that totally makes sense. That's why he killed her. She made bad spaghetti. She didn't get the green Prego. She got the red one, and he doesn't like mushrooms.
And she knows that I don't like them.
Yeah. And she
did it just to piss me off.
She did it to, she hated me. She hate effed my mouth with the wrong Prego.
Right? I mean, that's what it could be.
Yeah.
That's what's so sad about this. You know, and then she's missing for days, and he just goes about his business like nobody's ever going to think it was me. I did a great job covering my tracks.
Well,
I love it when people like him get caught. I love it.
And it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. I want to see more of the evidence. I mean, obviously, there's quite a bit here. I'm wondering what's going to happen here. Because they just got him, and he hasn't pled yet, has he?
I don't think so.
At least as of our recording, he hasn't.
And I don't know that he's been officially
arraigned.
I think, He has to go back to court in a week or so, week or two.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It'll be interesting. I wonder what he'll plead, because this is some pretty strong evidence against him.
Very strong.
But, you know, stranger things have happened. I mean, look, today Diddy is basically going to be a free man. So.
Right. That I did not see coming.
And that means the Cassie video basically amounted to nothing.
Mm-mm.
Nothing. Because the count that was attached to, they found not guilty.
Like, how can you listen to that evidence and be conflicted on it at all? And they had some holdouts on that.
People are going mad. That's I don't understand any of it. I just don't. There's something in the water. And maybe there is. I don't know. Anyway, tell me what you think about this story in the comments section on our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not there already. And if you're on the podcast platform, press subscribe there as well so you don't miss any of the stories we cover for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. For Carol, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.